between a katan that was just born and a katan that was born 9 years ago? Because once we have the din, right, once we're, the Gemara compares a katan haroidef to a tinok haroidef, let's say. Right, katan has no asura, can't give asura, and the tinok can't give any asura. Halacha is that with a katan haroidef, so we would say we wouldn't say mishumai karan filei. Right, that doesn't seem to be right.
The Gemara says you can.
Yeah. Right. What's Rav Huna's din? So it goes against the Mishnah Lachar. No, how do you explain that? Go ahead, Effie.
I thought that Mishnah Lachar doesn't mean that, like, he doesn't have das. It's that the
Maestro
that he's doing isn't a real Maestro Deep, but it's because he's totally passive in what he's doing.
But we say,
but
in
the
Katan, he's doing a
Maestro
Deep, even though
he's not
a
Bar Kabbalah Tassara. So then
still,
the question, how, so how did the Gemara ask the Kasha?
But the baby inside the womb, we call a Rodef, it's the same thing.
No, he's, Rav Chaim meant that he's a Rodef, but Mishmei Karatva takes away the Chiyuv.
So therefore, what Effie's saying doesn't make sense.
No, it does, because that's, make sense. That's the answer. Mishmaim Karatvah is the way in which they're different.
Right.
The older katan isn't Mishmaim Karatvah.
Right.
Only the baby is, because he's mamish. He's mamish doing anything. He's just going.
What about when he's still in the womb?
When he's still in the womb.
There, we were matzil the near enough because he's not a nefesh gomer, and she is.
He also.
So let's begin looking at the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has the very last sugya in Perek Tes. Nasa masa, if it already happened, then the din of Reitzech Sheshiver is Hakelim. And Roidev Shinasin Dirdov. What happens if the tables turn? Reuben's running after Shimon. He's the Roidev. Shimon overpowers Reuben. So now Reuben, all you're watching is Reuben running after Shimon. And then next, what do you call it? Next slide, whatever. So then you see that tables have turned. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how it began. You just see first Reuben after Shimon. But was the Reidev. Now, what's the din? Reidev Shanasa Nirdev. Now, what's the din? Latzel said Reidev Ben Nafshi Shil Nirdev. Godel Shanasa Kotan. Person was the stronger individual. Was the stronger individual is being overpowered by the weaker person. Godol shenase katan. Mao latzis a godol v'nafshei shel katan. Beforshim on Yerushalmi, the Beforshim Yerushalmi moves from godol shenase katan, mao latzis a godol v'nafshei shel katan, dealing with the case of Argumar. Can one, if the katan is the roidev, can you be matzel godol benafshe shel katan? And as godol shenasa katan, then the Gemara moves into the question of it's a godol benafshe shel katan. It's a difficult line. Godol shenasa katan means the godol became overpowered. So ma'ol lahatzil as a godol benafshe shel katan. It's hard to read the how the Gemara goes from one to the other. Heisib Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya says, why do you have a kasha about being matzil godol benafsho shel katan? Why is that a kasha? Vataninan yotza roishe v'rubay ein noigin boy. We have halacha, a baby causing the mother trouble, a noigin boy. We said we don't do anything, so it's not a kasha. Right? Almost like our Gemara, correct? Only our Gemara comes from Asura, and this Gemara doesn't mention Asura b'chlal. The cotton is a cotton is a cotton. She'ein deichin nefesh v'nei nefesh. Right? L'chor is ax kasha, right? What? Why is there a suffix about matzil nafshei shel katan? When the din is that this Gemara, if you wouldn't have, if you would not be colored by the Bavli, if you're learning the Yerushalmi without seeing the Bavli, so what would you? How would you understand this question? What's the kasha of Mao Latzel Zagodel Benashe Shulkot? Kotten's a roidev. So what do we care whether we're mat? We have to do it's also nefashas. So Mali if it's a tovei benar, Mali if it's a cotton, Mali if it's a godel, Matzel nefashas. Right? No. So what's the Gemara assuming over here? Less of it should be less of a kasha then it shouldn't be a kasha. So what's the basis of the kasha? What's the basis of the other side? What's the basis for not killing the cotton?
It's the same as the other person.
He's not
baronchen. That's the if you don't mention asra. Cotton means not chayv, not he's not thinking, he's in a rasha, not baroinch. So this Gemara already introduces the Yerushalmi is already working with the roidev has a rasha. A rasha is not a reason to kill a person, but a rasha is a reason to be deichen nefesh b'nei nefesh. So the Gemara says, what about a cotton? He's not a rasha. Gemara says, "Well, we have a that's with mafurish. Yotzer roishe v'rubay ein oigin boy, shein deichin nefesh v'nefesh." So Gemara is assuming that this Mishnah in Olai is teaching me the din of he's a nefesh, he's not a rasha, and an echanami. So ein deichin nefesh v'nefesh. Rabbi Yosi Berbon b'shem Rabbi Chizda Shanya. Gemara says, "No, that's different." Shanyuhi, tamon she'ein at yoideya mi horeg es mi. That's the only answer for the next kasha. Yerushalmi says, you know what the difference is? The difference is that by an uber, we don't know who the roidev is. Who's the roidev? If I deliver the mother, right, if I save the mother's life, I have to kill the baby. So maybe the mother's being raised with the baby? I have a mother in labor, and the normal thing is to deliver, right? If I deliver the baby healthy, the mother dies. I deliver the if I treat the mother, the baby dies. Who's the right? Who's the nirdif? Right?
If you don't do anything, the baby will survive.
I don't know. Is that clear from the Mishnah? What happened if you don't do anything?
No.
Not in their Mishnah. No? I don't know what the story is. I don't know. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure, by the way, if that would determine who the roidev is. But I agree that there's no information as to who, what happens if you leave it alone. If you leave it alone, one's going to die. It might be, I don't know. She'ein yodeh mi. So now again, our Gemara says, right, this is a direct answer to your kasha. Our Gemara says, Yerushalmi says that the difference between the two is in the case of Olois, we can't determine who the right of Nirdav is. If we would know who the right of Nirdav is, we would have it in. Maybe.
Also, who initiated, maybe.
Meaning in the case of the...
Well, one second. Right? So Gemara says, and that's the end of the sugya. Right? Tony, Rabbi Lezer, Bei, Rabbi Shimon, Oymar, Hilech, Lo'ovin, Oykom, Matzil, Nesman, Avshay. Even they kvoid Boser, Vedom, Matzil, Nesman, Avshay, Lech, Olshachem, Nechai, Yulamim. Right? If you're going to be Deichen Nefesh for another Jew, of course we'll be Deichen Nefesh for the Baruch Shalom. Good. So now coming back to this line. So the Gemara, so the Yerushalmi leaves it as Neboy, Deloy, Ivshita. The Yerushalmi doesn't have a Teretz for Reid, Ivshinasa, Nirdov, for it in Matzilin Golda Menashe Shalkotan. We don't know. And the Gemara says the one din that's clear is because that we are not Deiche Nefesh Benefesh is not because of, it's not necessarily because of one, it's not because, let's say, of Asra. Right, and it's not because the Uber is a cotton. It's because we don't know who the right Eif is. Right now, first of all, so that's the Yerushalmi. Right, so Yerushalmi introduces the idea that determining who the right Eif is, or better yet, determining who the right Eif comes with determining that the right Eif is doing a Maisi Rishus. Right? That's number one. Number two is that the Yerushalmi says that when you have a situation of the Uber, it's not giving me a Chiddush in right Eif. It's telling me I don't know who the right Eif in the Nerf is. So with this Yerushalmi, we can certainly understand. So coming back to Zach's question, right? So now, so this Yerushalmi would, I don't know if we can land Yerushalmi Bavli, but we have certainly a very good answer to Zach's question. Even in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, it says, Mishmam Karadfile. Right? So, what do we say, Legabe, a 9-year-old, 10-year-old. So l'chayra, we have to say that when the Gemara says Mishmai Karatva here, there's no Raydev. So when does it become a Raydev? Hazel Kasha, Yerushalmi is a Teretz. When there's clarity as to who's killing who, right? Here there's no clarity. Number two is we understand an interesting Meiri that Elazar Meir pointed out to me last week. The Meiri says, where's the Meiri in Uber? Yeah. And we call him up Benira. The Meiri quotes the Yerushalmi. The Talmud Amarav. Shalom Eidazar. The Meisi Shasholom Perik Shani Mao Litchis Nem Shkod Men Yodol. Uki Yeshiva Lehem Yotze Roishai. Tirtzu Shan Yehi Shein Oin Yodin Mi Yorgis Mibel. It's Bar Rasham. Then that's Vendira She'af She'losan B'misha Omroloi Haroi Kotan Zeh Vimlav Narig Oischa. Here he says, what would the din be if a guy would come over to Reuben and say, we know if a guy comes over to Reuben and says, kill Shimon or we'll kill you, which is Yehori Goyavar. What happens if Shimon is a cotton? Im Kain, we call Mokoim, Misugi Shibakan, Venera, Shafsha Elosam, that the Yerushalmi would also ask, "Misha Omrle Aroy Katan Zev Im Lav Narig Oischa Im Mutul Atzil Asmen Nafshay." So this line in the Meiri supports with Aryeh's Pshat and Yerushalmi. Aryeh's Pshat and Yerushalmi, what you said, right? Who said the Pshat and Yerushalmi is that the cotton is less of a nefesh. Right? So that would be with the Meiri's learning Pshat and Yerushalmi. So now, if you're going to tell me it's less of a nefesh, so then maybe we would say we would not say Yerba Yavar. We call Mokaim. However, misugya shebekan yirish hakotan dinik gadol l'inyan emelu. All right, but the Meiri learns pshat the way you suggested. The machloek is value shalmi is what is the value of nafshu shulkot? Is the same value as nafshu shulkot? Good. Then he says sheim loikain tehe isha atzmo her gosay. Af bi yoytzei roishay. Ella, that if one would not say this, if one would not say that katan dinik gadol, she'im loikain, to yisha atzma, the woman herself, would be allowed to kill the uber. Af bi yoytzei roishay, even after it's born. Ella shechach me'adorish lefaneinu kosvua kein. El what's the loymar? So he seems to be saying, I don't know, Limshon is Ella, that there were those. Somebody said that sakat adin. So isha atzma. In other words, from the Yerushalmi, I should be able to say this. From the Bavli, I shouldn't say this. Right? From the Yerushalmi, should be able to say that the mother can kill the Uber. From the Bavli, I can't say it because of the same value. Right? Mishmar Karadfa. There's no Roidev. Right? Eli says, but somebody Taka said this. You have a Nirdaf, but nobody else. Is machzik the right of the right of? Who asked my Rashai? The nirdef is still allowed to kill the right of. When we call mokaim, and that's what the Meiri say. We don't know who the right of or nirdef, and we can't identify the right of the nirdef. Right? We don't know. Cotton have a case of right of shenasal and nirdef. All right? Or the best case, mother and the Uber, mother and the newborn baby. So Yerushalmi says the third party does not know the right of it. But each party knows that they are nerdofim. Right? Each party knows that there is that the other ones big right of them. So each party can be a Hashkem Lahorgoy. So Meiri says that Meiri says that from the Bavli we may not say that. But from the Yerushalmi, we should say it. Why? Because the Yerushalmi's understanding of the Yotzav Roshay is we don't know who the writer of the narrative is. But if you do know who the writer is, then you kill the writer. So the Nirdef knows who the writer is, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but they're both.
Both people can kill the other person. We're saying if the cotton
they can kill each other. Either one, yeah.
Theoretically,
yeah.
So by definition, every rodef is not high for killing his nirdaf because the nirdaf is obviously trying to kill him back.
Is that the din?
What?
What's the din of a rodef of a nirdaf shaharigs a rodef? What's the din of a rodef?
Shaharga is a nirdaf, but by definition, if the nirdaf saw him, he would say, oh, the nirdaf is going to try to kill me now. So really, I have to kill him, because otherwise he's going to kill me.
So that's a different case.
That's not a
rudev. Hold on. All Right? When it comes to Kod and Godel, they have the same din. What would happen if the right if is a trefa? Right? The right if is a trefa. How you know, some of you know the right if is a trefa. So what would the din be if the Kotan is a right Eiv? So the Yerushalmi says that we don't know what the din is. The Bavli says if the Kotan is a right Eiv, so we would kill the Kotan. Right? So the Gemara says this. So the Meiri says, whatever din you have for the Kotan, you have for a Trefa. Shematzilin atzmon ve'elu. Right? And similarly, we would say, what happens if a gadol is right if a katan? What would the din be? What's the din of a gadol right if it's a katan? So according to Yerushalmi, what would the din be? You kill it, right? No question, right? So what about a gadol who's right if es hatrefa? The same din. What about going to the Bavli? A gadol right if it's a katan? So, also be ready. The only kash is with the cotton can have hasra. Right? And so, certainly from the case of from Yotzer Rosh, we would know that. So the Meiri says that Mikol Mokim, again, the Meiri is Mikol Mokim, Misugyas Kotan Eroidev. On the Lemeidim Shadina Kigodol, El Shiyesh Loi Raya Mimena Latreif. Good? So we learned certain halachas. Now, coming back to the chiddush of the Meiri, so the lachayra, the Meiri is based on the Yerushalmi. Right? Lachayra, the Meiri is saying that Hayos, that the Yerushalmi says that the pshat in Yotzer Roshay is that we don't know who the right eif is. Right, so when we do know the right eif is, so then as far as the Bavli is concerned, we'll have the same din. Again, according to the Yerushalmi, there is one of the aspects of the which is kaveya the shame right eif is that he's a Rasha. Right, so the Yerushalmi says, well, what happens when I know the right eif is not a Rasha? The cotton. So Yerushalmi leaves it open. We don't know. Right. If you look at our sugya on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Tana Rabbanan, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph.
At least we don't know who the Rode is by the Uber.
Who's that?
How do we say we don't know who the Rode is? Isn't the baby clearly the Rode?
Why?
Why would the mother? Where do we see that the mother is trying to kill the baby?
Where do you see the baby just wants to get born? Where is not trying to kill
the baby? Because it looks like there's no road there, not because there's two roads.
Two roads do the same thing as the road.
I don't know. I mean, the way I would say it is, there's no rush over here.
Okay.
That's the way I would say it. All right. There's nobody. There's no mice or vicious. Look at the Gemara. Why would I say that? Because the Gemara says. How do we know that doichin nefesh from the nefesh the din of roidev? Talmud loy mar loy samlo dam reyecha. The Gemara says v'hal lahachil da asa. Hay me boy lelech letanya minan leroyes chaveri shutov benar echayu gerasay. I list in bona love shulchay vlad siloy. Talmud loymer lo yisamet al damer yecha. En hachanami ve'ela nitan latzila v'naf shemin olan. Yemoyis is talking right that lo yisamet al damer yecha is only to the point of killing someone. We know that I'm mechuyiv to save the person. I'm mechuyiv to save a nirduf. I can't stand by and not try to save the nirduf. Good. Not, that's a din. Next, how do I know that doichin nefesh b'bnei nefesh? Who gave me that then? Right? That's what we call the either called the chiyuv vaydev or the heter vaydev. So Gemara says, and now you're right. I don't arrive from that. I have arrived that I can't stand by. I'm over alive. The Reuven is drowning. I'm over alive if I'm not proactive. Now, what happens if being proactive means killing somebody? So being proactive means I should be overly sirtzach. So who said that? How do I know which lav to be nervous about? So my enchanami, minolon asked the kalva chemer minamarasa man amarasa shlei ba'alul poyma b'tori din latzlim and avsham roidev achar chaver lorgel achas kama v'kama. Says the Gemara, v'chi oinshim min adin. So this pops out, v'chi oinshim min adin. You want to learn, we don't punish, we don't give oinshim. Alpi kal v'chaymer. So everybody should jump up and say, but we're not discussing oinshim. We're discussing pikuach nefesh. Right? Elomai, you see from this Gemara, that there must be some element of Einish over here. Full-fledged Einish, I don't know. I have to get into the sugya. But you can well understand why, if we well understand that the din of Reidev has an element of determining that the Reidev is a Rasha. Now, whether you're going to tell me that when you get to the sugya, that the Reidev is a din of Oin should be very, very difficult. Because we already have several rayas that Reidev is a din of Atzolos Nefashos. Right? So the question is, how could you tell me it's a parish of Atzolos Nefashos? And it's also a parish of Oin Shin. What do you mean Oin Shin Adin? It's Mouth of Nefashos and Adin. Elamai, there must be an element of Oin Shin. I'm suggesting now, I can't give you a rigorous raya yet, right? But l'chayra, the first part of oinshin is determining rishus, determining the person's guilty, right? So right away you see that part of the din of parashat Reidev is determining somebody's guilty. So now we can certainly understand why there is another way to ask the kasha of koton shiroidev achar agodol. Because apparently when it comes to the din of roidev, part of the first, there has to be an element of rishus, right? In order to have a clear cut of roidev. That's why when it comes to bom achteres, it has to be a gan of gomer. There has to be an element of determining who the roidev is. Right, the chiddush, one of the chiddushim of Reidev, and that is again explains why there is an element in every parsha of Reidev is a basin element that the Gemara has. Right, but now coming back to what we need to know for ourselves, because the Gemara accepts it. V'chiyonchim adin, the vei Rabbi Tana keishahu. So the Rebbe says Yitaka right. It's not a kal v'chomer, it's a hekesh. Right, the Gemara doesn't say Alonchin me man the charish may oinshin. Gemara says Yitaka right. It's a good kasha, so we have to explain that the hekish, it's not a kal v'chomer. All right, so it's clear that we're talking about hatzolus nefoshes, right? But apparently, in addition to the din of hatzolus nefoshes, part of it is there has to be an element of oinshin. I guess we understand very well what it has to be because we. Every element, every din of every parsha of Reidev is being meichel shem Reidev. Determine who the Reidev is. That means it has to be a Rasha, either a ganav gomer, a Rasha, mischabin lahorgoi, right? So the way the Rambam says it. So now the Gemara is gval. The Gemara says, and the Gemara says it requires asra. Now what happens if he's a katan who's not bar asra? So I said in terms of a katan not being bar das. Maybe it means a katan not being bar ancient. That's shaykh asra. Achrei kechleis hakol, though, let's try to keep straight and clear, is we understand very well the Yerushalmi is kasha. The Yerushalmi says, what about a katan? So we say, what about a katan? There's a gadol who's sakonis nefashos. So why am I worried about this? If there's teveyim enough to save him, right? There's a line running after to save him. So now there's a katan running after him. So I have to save him. So I have to save him. But what happens if they save him and it means killing the katan? That's parsha. That's the new parsha v'raydev. So the new parsha v'raydev says that there's an element of einish that's being matir, the din of, let's say, deichin nefesh v'nefesh. Deichin nafshe shel nirdav, deichin nafshe shel reidei for rasha mi nafshe shel nirdav. Right? So the Yerushalmi says, so what tag is not a rasha? What's the din? Iboid la yivshita. Gemara, so what are you talking about? It's a mefurish mission to olos. It's an uber. It doesn't have to be, it's not a rasha v'chlal. He says, no. Right. Just like the Bavli says, not bar asra, mishmai karadfim. The Yerushalmi says that we don't know who's ready for. The Rishonim said in the Bavli, listen very carefully, that it's not, he's not a Raidif. The Yerushalmi says there are two Raidifim. Right, we want to know where the Rambam's coming from to say it's a parsha v'difa. The Rambam is Yerushalmi. L'chor, when the Rambam says when the Rambam writes v'zeu tivish ein doichin nefesh v'nei nefesh v'zeu tivay shalaylam. Maybe what the Rambam is quoting the Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. Maybe the reason why the Rambam changed the Lashon of Mishmaim Karadfa is because the Rambam is invoking Tiv Oy Shel Oylam. This is the way things sometimes happen. Right? That's the Nakuda over here. The Nakuda is not Mishmaim Karadfa. The Nakuda over here is that there are two lives that are battling it out. There's no redifa over here. Or, better yet, maybe they're two right from. So the Rambam reads, V'im mishahotzi roisha enoigin boy, shein doichin nefesh v'nei nefesh. V'zeo tibush oilam. Why does the Rambam add in doichin nefesh v'nei nefesh? So that's what Rabbi Chaim is pointing out. Rabbi Chaim is pointing out the parsh of Roydeif is the parsh of Deichin Nefri Nefesh. All right? So what have we seen so far? So far we've seen that according to the we understand the Yerushalmi, right? With many ramifications. We understand that the Yerushalmi says that the din of Roydeif means, introduces the idea of the right of being having mice being a mice of rishus. All right. Then we understand that the Yerushalmi told us the din of Yotzer Roshayim is not a din of Raidev because we don't know who the Raidev is. We understand that the Meiri would say, based on that, that the mother could go after the Uber. Because even though the third party can't say who the Nirdev is, but the mother still has a din of Hashkel Horgoy. Right? In other words, Luyitzur, Reuven, and Shimon were struggling. And I, the third party, don't know who's going to kill who. Right? I don't know who started the fight. I just see Reuven and Shimon fighting. Right? I can't separate them without killing one of them. Am I allowed to kill one of them? Right? What about the person who's struggling for his life? Can he kill the other guy? Sure. No. So, all the Miri is saying is you'll have a situation where a third party cannot do anything, but the victim can still save his life. According to the Bavli, we don't really see this din, right? Because according to the Bavli, we all talk about a situation where the Nirdaf is defined. So we haven't discussed the question of can the Nirdaf save his life by killing a defined Nirdaf? A Nirdaf for Russia, right? Can the Nirdaf save his life? If the Nirdaf saves his life by killing the Nirdaf, the Nirdaf will be a Ritzach, right? The Nirdaf won't come in and say that. If the Nirdaf saves his life in a situation where we don't know who the Nirdaf is. Obviously, the Nirdaf will not be Chayavisa. So what the Yerushalmi is saying is that the mother is in that kind of situation. Right? Now, if you tell me that the Uber is not a Nirdaf, that I'm not sure if the mother can save her own life by killing the Uber. Maybe it's her Gayaver. Right? You have an Uber, you have a mother. The Bavli says we don't know who the Nirdaf is. The Bavli says Mishmaya, there is no Nirdaf over here. There's no Nirdaf. Can the mother save her life by killing the Uber? Maybe her Gal Yaver. Right?
Well,
why not?
Crossbow, I mean, not for sure. There is no Nirdaf.
I'm not sure. You have a good point. But right now, that's the straw man, so to speak. Right? But it's clear in the Yerushalmi that that's not the pshat. It's clear in the Yerushalmi the pshat is that both are right for him. So that's what the Meiri would say. The difference between the nusach of there's no right Dave and the nusach of there are two right for him is can the Nirdaf save himself? All right. So when the Rambam says that a doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh, mizeu tivu shel olam, it's very conceivable that the Rambam is following the Yerushalmi. Yeah. L'chayra, it's muchrach, what we just said. Why? Because the Rambam said that the Uber is a Reidev. Right? So now I understand what the Rambam's teaching us. When the Rambam taught us, when Abba was ready to say the Uber is the Reidev, the Rambam was teaching us that when it comes to the Uber and the mother, we know who the Reidev is. When it comes to the baby, two babies being born, then they're both right. L'chayra, what makes the Uber inside the Reidev, l'chayra, is because it's a less of a nefesh. Alright? We were asking, let's quickly review Reb Chaim and then we'll see, we'll be able to, I think, finish off and answer the one loose end in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's mahalach is that there are two halachas in every din of Reidev. By the way, some of you had mentioned that maybe Reb Chaim was reversing the very last paragraphs. Again, I don't think it's correct, but in Reb David Pavarsky's Shurim, so he summarized Reb Chaim. And he learned the way we learned it. And I believe the Evan Ha'ozel, I saw this quote, I didn't see this inside. The Evan Ha'ozel, from what I again gathered from what was quoted, also quotes Reb Chaim, he's Chodek in Reb Chaim. Evan Ha'ozel was a Talmud of Reb Chaim, but he. But he did not leave the. He didn't. accept the Malach Reb Chaim fully. So a lot, so in Eben Ezra you find a lot of brisker Malachim, but a lot of non-brisker Malachim. So this is an issue he took issue with Reb Chaim, but he understood Reb Chaim the way they were saying it. So Reb Chaim's understanding is that two halachas in every Reidev. One halach of Reidev is the din of pikuach nefesh kol terakula. And the second din of Reidev is the chiddush of leisachis eincha. The first din of Reidev is the din that I have a din of v'chai b'hem, and part of v'chai b'hem is that the kuach nefesh is doich kol haterah kula. However, and because pikuach nefesh is doich kol haterah kula, therefore I can be over any lav to save somebody's life. The one thing I can't do is the halachas of Yergval Yavar. Right? Bikuach nefesh is not going to be deiche, avoid a zor gilei shvichus damim. When it comes to gilei shvichus damim, those are the gemaras that say that even a person is deathly ill, and the doctors say that by having avoid a zor he'll become better, you can't give him a merapin. The gemara says a person is deathly ill, and by having bia with an erva, or even being talking to an erva, he can save him. No. The halach is pikuach nefesh is not deicha. What about mitzicha? Obviously not. What about if the reitzeach is? What about if I can save my own? If I can save the life of a nirdaf by killing the reitzeach? Pikuach nefesh is not matir mitzicha. Hatzos nefesh is not matir mitzicha. That's his gemara. So the din of Reidev is the next step. What gets us the next step? So the Bavli over here says we learn from a Mishiela. The Bavli on Ayin Beis and Beis says Shevich Dom Adam Yom Yishofech. And the Rambam says basically Gemara Bavakama Leisachas Ein Cholov. Right? What's Pshad? So again, we have three Mahalchim to get to this din. The Rambam calls, the Rav Chaim calls the din is called Doichin and Nevesh Menefesh. Kol HaTorah Kul, we say, Ein Doichin, Nevesh Menefesh. One situation is, Reidev. How do we know this new din? That in Reidev, Doichin, Nevesh Menefesh, so either we learn it from Avodah Zarah, from Gilead Royers, right? Learn from Bnei Noach, Shevich Dom Ha'odom Ba'odom, or Leisoch is Eincha. What's Pshat? Right? Pshat is that a Deichin Nefesh, normally Hatzos Nefesh is not Deichin Nefesh. But we're saying if we're going to be Matzil Nafshay Al Yedei, by being Deichin Nefesh Shal Rasha, for what? The idea for us is very Sephardic. So it's so we don't. This is what I'm going to explain. Why do we need Gzeiras HaKosev? Because Gzeiras HaKosev is saying more than a person's allowed. We're allowed to save somebody's life by killing a murderer, right? Gzeiras HaKosev is saying that there are certain times when we say Doichin Nefesh. Doichin nefesh v'bnei avodah zara. Doichin nefesh v'bnei gilei arayos. Right? So when we say doichin nefesh v'bnei nafshoi shel nirdav, we're not only saying pikuach nefesh doicha, we're saying pikuach nefesh is doichin nafshoi shel rosha. It's all the same parasha. The fact that the Gemara was machadish the din of what we would call hashkim l'harga, self-defense, in the context of learning from Gilead Rosh Chizdamim is teaching us that when do we say Doichin Nefesh Nefesh for Atzolus and Nirdav? We wouldn't say Doichin Nefesh Nefesh for any other reason. That's called go to a Beis Din. But Atzolus and Nirdav, we're Doichin Nefesh. But Stam Nefesh, no, Nefesh of Rosh. Because we learn it from Gilead Royas. It's the fact that Reuven is a Royas if he wants to murder somebody. That's what allows us to be Deichin Nefesh Nefesh. If Reuven wouldn't be a murderer, we couldn't be Deichin Nefesh Nefesh. Right? A crazy case. Two people, two Meshugayim, get involved in some extreme sport. And it gets out of hand. So two Meshugayim did an extreme sport, and now they're hanging on top of the cliff or something. Right? So, is one of them a Reuven? Would we say Matzil Nashu Shalem Nashu Shalem? Or not? Right? I can save somebody's life, but there's no Reuven over here.
You need not bear as a catalyst?
We need L'chor, that's what we're saying, yeah. Shoyfech Dom Ha'odam. Shoyfech Dom, if Reuven's a murderer, right? Shoyfech Dom Ha'odam Ba'odam Dom Ha'yishofech. But Shoyfech Dom Ha'odam. Rambam's lima is a little bit different. Leisoches ein chala, right? That this person lost his chus. He lost his chus of hatsolos nefashos. We have a din in leisamadai. That means leisamadai means that I have to rachmanis on him. So the Torah says we are mafkia this person from leisamadai yecha. It's called the roidev. So I have a niradav. Whom applies the din of Leisam Arecha? I have a Roidev and the din of Leisam doesn't apply to him. So now do the math. The math is, we say the Nirdav, right? Normally Leisam is not Deichin Nefesh. Leisoches Eincha means Deichin Nefesh shall Roidev be Nefesh. So again, so the Ram says, so Reb Chaim is saying, that's the new din. I need a new din. The din of pikuach nefesh deich is not good enough. Doesn't work. Doesn't teach me the din of roidev. But I need some new din to teach the din of roidev. That's, you have all these psukim. All right, so now, Reb Chaim says, where do you see this new din? So l'chayra, so this is what's so difficult. Because Reb Chaim says the only place you see this new din is by Uber, by the Uber inside the mother. Right? That's the only place you see this new din. Because the Uber inside the mother, we say that this Uber inside the mother has all the rights of a Chaybehem. So it has all the rights of Pikuach Nefesh Doicha. So now I have a mother who has pikuach nefesh deicha kol terukula. I have an Uber that pikuach nefesh deicha kol terukula. So, and I have no rush over here, right? No ma'aseh rishus. So the Rambam din leisoches eincha says that even though the roidev didn't do a ma'aseh rishus at all, right? How did the Rambam allow himself this big chiddush that there's a roidev without it, where there's no ma'aseh rishus? Our Gemara says, the Babli says, kotan without asra, maybe from the Babli, because the Babli's concern was that I can't give asra to a kotan. But I'm not sure if I could give asra to a kotan, that means that he's amazing. I can't give asra to a kotan. But I still say that the Kohen can be right. All right, so maybe he learns it from Ar Gemara. Can he learn it from the case of the Uber inside the mother? No, because Ar Gemara sounds like Tana Nefesh. Can you learn it from the Uber out from the newly born baby? No, there's no right. But the Yerushalmi says, yeah, the reason for that we say Doichin Nefesh, but they Nefesh, is the Yerushalmi says that when it comes to when the baby is born, we don't know we have two right for him. So apparently the Ram understood that means the Uber can also be a Raidev. It means you don't have to be a Russia to be a Raidev. I have a Tzolz Nefashis. A Tzolz Nefashis that's caused by another person wants to kill. Reuben wants to kill. Reuben is killing, not wants to kill. Reuben is killing Shimon. So the Rambam says that I don't need to have Reuben to be a Rasha in order for him to be a Raidev. Lefichach harezu mitzli sasa shelo lochos al nefesh a Raidev. Right? If the Rambam saying, that's lefichach. If I would invoke the din of Raidev from and give on Aleph, I couldn't call the Uber Raidev because he's not a Navarian. If I would invoke the din of Ein Basement Base, I couldn't use the Navarian because Shevich Dom Odom Ba'odom. You can't call the Uber a Shevich Dom, a murderer. But since I'm invoking the din of Leisochais, since I'm saying Leisochais is the makor for the parsha of Raidev, Lefichach, Hayu Chachomim. It's mutter. Again, Ram says not because the Uber is less of a nefesh, but because Uber is a raidev. So again, Reb Chaim's Malach over here. Reb Chaim says that when we say Raidev, we mean Chiddush. Doichin Nefesh Mnei Nefesh. That's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says Ayil Mod Aleph. That's what Raidev is. That's what the Rambam calls. That's what Reb Chaim calls the din of Raidev, the chiyuv of Raidev. Right? The din of Raidev. The basic din of Raidev is B'koach Nevesh Kol Torah Kula. The chiyuv of Raidev is that Deichin Nevesh B'nei Nefesh. So when I, that's the chiddush of Raidev. So when I have a defined Raidev, I apply the din of Deichin Nevesh B'nei Nefesh. When I don't have a Raidev, I have the din of, I no longer the din of What would the din be if the mother wants to save her life by killing the Uber? So according to the Bavli, we wouldn't know what to do. Right? Because according to the Bavli, there's no Raidev. So Lachari goes back to Yom Yavar. Right? According to Rambam, it could be the mother herself could do it, because they're both Raidfim. To Vishalaylam. So the doctor, how can the doctor choose a Raidev? But the mother, any Nirdef, can save themselves. Hashem Lahargoy.
How far do we take?
Right? So what Reb Chaim accomplishes in Rambam, it would explain to us this din. It would explain to us the different Zach's question. Right? And we would understand what the Rambam's accomplishing. We understand the Lefichach. We understand what the Rambam's accomplishing by saying who can write it. We understand where the Rambam's coming from. It's coming from the Yerushalmi. We don't know who's Harig is who, but each one is Harig the other one. They're both right for him. Right? And just have few more minutes. The last paragraph. Right, the question is, why does the Rambam say that when the baby is born, so then there's no din of, it sounds like there's no din of Roidev, right? Mishmai Karadfa. Ashir Machu the Emes of Gav Mishmai Karadfa Lei, Mikol Mokam Loi Pakam Uber Etzem Din Roidev. Right? Again, it fits beautifully with if the Rambam is following the Rishalmi, only Pelas where Rechaim didn't say he's following the Rishalmi. Mikol Mokam Loi Pakam Uber Etzem Din Roidev. Bishvil Zeh. Mishmai Karadfa does not mean that the baby's not that the newborn baby's not a roidev. It din roidev bay, right? Again, what's the din roidev bay? Din roidev bay is that vikuach nefesh, that the mother's life is being threatened by the uber. Ela beemes di ikur din roidev hu atzalosa shel nirdof. The basic din of roidev is that we save the life of the Nimikol Mokim Hotla Din Lehach, they Nerch in every Nefesh, Havadai, the Havi Din Chiyuva, the Roidev. It says that the Din, the Chiyuva of Roidev, in other words, the Mitzias of Roidev is that the life of Reuven is threatening the life of Shimon. The din of Roidev, the chi of Roidev is doichin nefesh, ein doichin nefesh bifnei nefesh. Sorry. The chi of Roidev is that we don't say ein doichin nefesh bifnei nefesh. We are doichin nefesh bifnei nefesh. Classically, we're doichin nefesh l'rosh bifnei nefesh. Right? And everything until you get to the Rambam, you would say if there's no rosha, there's no din of Roidev. So in nechen nefesh nefesh. What the Rambam is saying is that the uber that you can have the din of roidev for that of Russia. And that in the stand because the makor according to Rambam is leisachis, and that's lefichach. Says Rambam Chai mikol mokim hodu leidein and alei hach the ein doichin nefesh b'pnei nefesh. Why don't we say ein doichin nefesh b'pnei nefesh? Because if he has the obligation, if he has the din, if he has chiyuv roidev, by roidev we say doichin nevesh b'nei nefesh. Asher al kein lazehu de mehanya hod mishmai karad filei mafki minei chiyuv ze. Mishmai karad filei is the code word. He's mufka from the chiyuv of roidev. What's the chiyuv of roidev? Doichin nevesh v'nei nefesh. We will save the nirdav by killing the roidev. But mishamam karadfile means even though he's a roidev, the chiv of roidev doesn't apply. Even as a roidev, we will still hold by saying ein doichin nevesh v'nei nefesh. Meile the daidinan bay ha the ein doichin nevesh v'nei nefesh. Since we were mafkia the chiv of roidev. So he goes back to the din of Eidos Nefesh Nefesh. Abba Mikol Mokoyim. Iker din Roidev, Vatzolza Nirdav, Loipoka Bazeh. But he's still a Roidev, and there still is a din of Vatzolza Nirdav. Okay, what does that mean? It means that we still have a din of Samad Amayacha. And if we could save the mother without killing the baby, we'd have to do it. And it could be, this we're adding now in, it could be that the mother, like the Meiri says, could save herself by killing the baby. Umemela, the hoder dina gabi uber, the nidche bifneim. Umishum. Right? And this corroborates the din of the uber when it's inside the mother, that then we do say that doichin nafshei shel uber ne nafshei shelayim umishum de bedina tol nirdav habedina de uber nidche bipnei nefesh gomer. Now why do we say that? So here the Reb Chaim says because the uber is not a nefesh gomer. So the principle of doichin nefesh bifnei nefesh is the principle of Avdoichin nefesh, but the nefesh is in place. Not because, he says, what's the base of doing that? So the Reb Chaim says, because it's not a nefesh gomer. Lanias daiti, there's the one line I would think it would be better to say because it's a roidev. And you don't need to be a rasha for roidev. Reb Chaim didn't say that. Reb Chaim said, because not a nefesh gomer. So what bothers us is once Reb Chaim said this, who needs the whole Torah? Right? Once Reb Chaim said this word, it's not a nefesh gomer, so then you can explain every din without even getting involved in calling the Uber a roidev. That's what bothered us. All right? So now we will explain Reb Chaim in the following way. No, there is a value in establishing that the Uber inside is a roidev, but not a nefesh gomer. Because by being a roidev and not a nefesh gomer, a third party can kill can abort the fetus. Mashena came when the baby is born, according to Reb Chaim, he's a roidev with a nefesh gomer. A third party can't kill him because they're too righteous. But the nirdof can still save her life. So there is a yotzei mikol zeh, which even according to Reb Chaim's approach will still require, which still we are marviach by saying that there is a there are two halachis in the din of roidev. And even though we'll have to explain that the reason why we are allowed to apply the roidev din to the uber is because it's not a nefesh gomer. What Reb Chaim crystallized for us, right? Chaim crystallized for us that there are two halachis in roidev. One halach in roidev he calls the din is identifying who the roidev is. The other is that we call chiyuv de roidev. Chiyuv de roidev is doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. So the Reb Chaim says that the din of roidev is doichin. The din of roidev is the basic din of pikuach nefesh, doichin kol Torah kula. The new din of roidev is chiyuvah de roidev is that doichin nafshei shel nirdaf. The doichin nafshei shel roidev shel nafshei nirdaf. Right. So Reb Chaim says, where do you see the two halachis? Only by Uber. Why? Because since the Uber is on a nefesh, so therefore we apply the din of roidev, even though you don't have the chiyuv of roidev. So again, that's what we said. That's what we were stuck with on Thursday. So who needed the whole Torah then? So that's what we're suggesting today, that perhaps what is accomplished through this formulation, besides the reason for the formulation is because Reb Chaim pointed out there is an extra limud that's required for roidev. So what does that extra limud teach me? It has to teach me that the din of atzolus nefesh is being expanded beyond what we would say without this pasuk. So that's the din of doichin nefesh min nefesh, matzilim min nefesh shalachim. Then Reb Chaim took the next step in saying that the din of chiyuva deroidev, right? So when do we see that that the chiyuv deroidev goes beyond the right. So he says that we see that we'll see by Uber, because by Uber, even though it has the din pikuach nefesh, it's still not a nefesh gomer. So there you have a halacha where the roidev can be killed because the roidev is not a full nefesh. After the baby's born, so then we go back to saying ein doichin nefesh b'pnei nefesh. Reb Chaim's understanding is that this is all part of the parasha of roidev. And what we're suggesting is that what we are marviach through this is that by calling them roidvim, so the mother can save her own life in this situation. Even though the doctor would not be able to. Yeah, huge nafkaminas. Because say nowadays one can terminate a fetus with taking medication, right? So it hasn't come to the point where we cannot terminate a 9th-month-old. I assume at one time that'll be possible, that a person will be able to terminate through some self-manipulation. So there could be a situation where a doctor would not be able to terminate, but a mother could terminate. So that would be the one harvach. What we accomplished today is we're able to see the Rambam's coming from the Yerushalmi. We're able to see that that what Reb Chaim is defining over here, Reb Chaim is defining two halachas based on the sugya. It happens that, and that happens to be MS, that you have these extra limudim, you have the din of ben nayach, you have the din of that's the fact that it's learned from the din of Oynes. So you see that the din of Roidev is more than Pikuach Nevesh Deicha. So that's what Reb Chaim calls Chiyuv the Roidev. And once you have that, so then whereas on Thursday we said the one difference is going to be the situation of the Uber, and then we didn't have enough Kamin Ladina with this Meiri, we may be able to understand enough Kamin Ladina as well. Good. Okay.
A woman,
I'm not.